It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the drive. It's time for the tale of the tape. With really good-looking Tommy. Haircut? Shave? I mean,
clean shirt?
Clean shirt?
Brand new shirt?
Paint? He's got a Bus Lane 68 shirt. Elijah Wilkinson and his family are the Bus Lane.
Hooked me up.
Elijah Wilkinson is the Bus Lane.
He doesn't open up holes. He clears bus lanes.
So Tommy's looking good.
I got to take an air flight tonight.
Where are you air flighting to?
To Boston.
See the family.
Yep. I haven't seen him in 3+ weeks.
Oh. Must be looking forward to it.
I am.
Be closer to the Patriots. Actually, wait. They're in Miami, right?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What we got here? Tale of the tape. Bears offense against the Broncos defense. What do you see?
Do you know how much different this offense is? Now, Nick Ferguson and I were talking about, he goes, well, Kansas City's sort of like this, but they don't run the RPO like Trubisky does, because why put Mahomes at risk? Because he's a great quarterback. You don't risk him, you know, the RPO stuff. But they are in shotgun a lot. They are in shotgun. The Bears are, outside of a couple short yardage plays, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very college-like, this offense. It is, you know, they either split backs behind to the right and left of Trubisky, or they're single back. And, you know, when they're running the ball, you know, puts the ball in their belly and decides whether or not to pull it or not and throw the ball off of that or run it. More times than not, he's handing the ball off. But it's just a unique, I didn't realize it during the game. Like when the Packers played last Thursday night, I had no idea. Because you don't notice it that much if you're not familiar with it. But then you watch the game over and over again, you're like, damn, they're in shotgun again. Oh, no, actually, that's their offense, is shotgun. They rarely put a tight end up on the line of scrimmage next to a tackle. There's a lot of motioning. Trubisky doesn't throw the ball deep a whole lot. It's more to the running backs, to the tight ends. I mean, Cohen had 8 catches last week, no carries. He's a running back. But he's more like the Riddick type of running back.
We saw Isaac Yiadom get picked on. If the Bears are going to pick on Yiadom again, who are they going to pick on him with?
It depends on who he's lined up with.
Will they try to get Trey Burton on Yiadom? Tight end, will they try to do that? Based on what, you know,
it's
we saw with Waller?
A different type guy. The only success was that, I mean, Carr is a more established quarterback. And he had a target that he was throwing to that not only had the height of a tight end, but the speed of a wide receiver. So I would think that the Broncos know this offense pretty well defensively because Ed Donatelle and Vic Fangio are familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, because they just kind of know each other pretty well. And these games tend to be like the Packers and Bears know each other well. That's why you get a 10-3 game last Thursday night.
We know that Todd Davis isn't going to go, but it looks like, well, I don't think he's going to go, but it looks like he's close. Vic Fangio talked about what Corey Nelson can bring to the defense.
I think he can grow a lot. You know, I think he did a very commendable job last week as far as learning our defense in a very, very short time, which just proves it's a very learnable defense. And he'll get better.
How are the linebackers going to fare against the Bears?
Because they're, if they're in base, so we're talking Josie Jewell and Todd Davis, possibly Corey Nelson. Maybe if they weren't satisfied with Corey Nelson, AJ Johnson, they'll probably struggle a bit because there are a lot of routes. Trubisky likes to throw those, you know, medium passes, not long, not short. He likes to throw medium passes. And if he's on schedule with his drop and gets the ball out, it's usually to one of those, you know, 8-9 yard type gains.
Mm-hmm.
And which can turn into big gains if, you know, we're not covering well. how are they going to figure out the defense? Vic will have a plan for it, whether these guys can execute it. Todd Davis has not played since July 18th at 10:30 in the morning. So, I mean, I'm just guessing how effective Todd Davis will be, but it's a weird offense. I don't really like the offense. I think it's the reason why Whitehair and Daniels switched positions this year. They basically flopped from guard to center, center to guard, because they are so dominant in shotgun. Daniels snaps the ball better.
Who are you giving the thumbs up to? Bears offense, or rather,
Robinson, that dude scares me. He's a number 12. He's not like the tallest receiver out there, but he plays in a physical style. He reminds me a little bit. He's not as tall as Brandon Marshall, the receiver, but he reminds me of him.
Who's on him? Harris?
Depends on what side. I mean, Chris Harris is our left cornerback.
Oh, so, is he? I thought Chris was floating around for...
Not against the Raiders. I mean, Yottam, they put Yottam... That's why Waller was always on the offense is left, the defense is right, because Yottam was on the right and Chris Harris was on the left. In base defense. Now, when they get three wide receivers, Chris, can move, but I saw Kareem Jackson a lot playing slot last week. There's going to be adjustments made because of that game with the Raiders, and we'll see what it is on Sunday, but Robinson's a guy that truly scares me because he's got big playability. He's a physical receiver, can catch it and get yards after contact. That's my concern. It's not so much the running backs, catching the ball out of the backfield, things like that, which this offense does a lot of. Who do you give the advantage to? I've just told you everything.
Broncos
defense.
I've
given you all the information.
Broncos defense. And here's why. I just think Trubisky is slow in his decision-making process compared to a Derek Carr. And I do think he will give the Broncos defense, that extra little time. I think he's a talented kid, but I think he's still a kid. Carr, to me, is more advanced and more experienced, and certainly more experienced against the Broncos because he sees them more often.
Trubisky will take off like that.
Oh,
he'll get
right
to his drop. And I watched him scramble against the Packers. He took his drop. He had crossing routes right in front of him for it could have been, 8, 10, 12-yard gain, and he just took off.
Hey, that's fine by me.
He had crossing routes open.
Yeah, because Derek
right in front of him.
Derek Carr would put the ball in a spot before the player was open. For Derek Carr,
Trubisky is not there yet.
Trubisky is not there, so I think the advantage ultimately goes to the Broncos.
They have to. I mean, he's an NFL quarterback. If he's given time, he can pick you apart like Derek Carr can. They have to get pressure on him. They have to give,
and they will.
They have to not just with Chubb and Vaughn. They have to bring, because when the Packers bothered Trubisky is when they brought more than they could handle. So there's some guy, they need to bring more than the offensive line, and that's basically what's going to be, is just the offensive line. Sometimes they use a tight end as a blocker, but you got to bring the heat and just go zero coverage, everybody in man.
Sure. It'll be a loud crowd, works to the Broncos' advantage. If Vic Fangio was ever going to know how to go against a particular offense, this is the week. To me, but still a low-scoring game. You got 13-10.
13-10. I mean, if the Broncos
11.
Have given up 10 points, the advantage goes to the Broncos' defense over the Bears' offense.
And I'll take it. Now, if we were to reverse it, you might have a different story. But on this one, it looks like the Broncos can get healthy. In terms of just looking ill and sick and just horrible, well, that's our guy Richie. And there is a very specific reason. Also, the outfits of Cam Newton. Holy cow. And man, Christian McCaffrey. So close, dude. We'll get to it all next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the drive.
What's this?
Lights on.
For who?
For Michigan State.
All right, Richie, come in here for a second. Let me take your picture. Come here. You can let it go. Come on in here. Tommy, can you do the audience a favor. I'll take a picture of it and tweet it. But can you describe our man Richie Sutton? Put your shoe up here so we can see the whole thing.
In green and dark green and white.
Higher so I can see it.
Michigan State blazer tie. White pants, white college shirt, Michigan State baseball hat on, green sneakers. As if paying tuition wasn't enough, you bought that garb.
I am just a man. Our man Richie, who dressed like Vic Fangio the other day. All right, how do you have the jacket?
Like, yeah, where do you get the tie?
The tie I kind of get, but where do you get the jacket? Well, why match. I wanted the tie to.
Well, the jacket and the tie came together.
Okay,
but,
makes sense.
Yeah, it was. There's a company in Boulder that makes a lot of these for NFL college teams, and I saw one on an ad on Instagram or Facebook or something when I was in college, and I decided I had to have it, and it's been with me ever since. It fits me pretty well, actually.
You're all in with this game, huh?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Well, they beat us last year.
Arizona, where's the game at?
It's East in East Lansing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the spread?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah, it's your alma mater, though. You don't even care.
Yeah, no, I would take it either way.
That's how you did it in the locker room. If your teams were playing each other, nobody got points.
I'm just curious.
If you were willing to
it
make a
bet. It looks like it's at...
Oh, we're about to do that.
Minus 14 and a half.
For Michigan State?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're two touchdown favorites.
Yeah, this is miserable.
Oh, that's your school, D-Mac.
I'm
it's got to be straight up.
I'm wearing the Sun Devil's hat and the Sun Devil shorts.
Yeah, I should have worn Kendall was in shirt. Here earlier. She was all dressed up. I felt outnumbered for
Kendall?
A time.
Did you bet Kendall?
Oh, yeah.
What's your bet with Kendall?
Did you? No spread, right?
No,
straight up.
No, she didn't ask me for points.
No, nope, that's the right way to do it.
So see, I didn't offer
she's bet
that.
Before.
All right, what's your bet with Kendall?
I believe the loser of the bet has to dress up in the other person's gear and change their social media profile pictures.
She has to wear that if Michigan State wins.
She could wear this, yeah. But it's going to be something obnoxious like that. I don't think we have any money bets as of right now. That could change in the next 18 hours or however long before the game.
What kind of bet do you want to do with me?
Straight up now.
I know.
I don't know. You name the. I'm confident. You name the terms.
For now.
Maybe Tom should decide.
2 years left.
I got 2 years left.
2 years left, then you can go on to some other school.
The Bills make, well,
wait. UNC Bears.
Go Bears. Yeah, I mean. I don't want to do cash because I'll just lose it.
Cash is boring.
Yeah, it should
be more of an embarrassment type thing.
That's where Kendall and I came up with the idea.
See, he'd enjoy wearing Michigan State because he would just morph into another school. He'd become a Sparty fan.
That's unlikely.
You go from Sparky to Sparty.
Dude, it's Sparky, not Sparty, please.
No, you'd be a Sparty fan.
We're not going to win this game. ASU barely beat Sacramento State last week. We got a freshman quarterback. It's not setting up.
Yeah,
nice.
The freshman quarterback isn't true. Well, especially because Michigan State's got one of the top defenses.
What would you
looks like? In the
what
country.
Would you like, Richie? I'll make a bet. What would you like? What would be a cool thing for you? What's your favorite restaurant? Because this is basically me just
Del Frisco's. Go big.
Ooh.
Expensive. Hit them. Hit them hard.
All right, let's do Del Frisco's. I like that. There's a cigar bar element there.
No. It's easy.
Get some Louis going.
I'll bring you lunch from Del Frisco's.
No.
Look at Tom spending other people's money right now.
What are you talking about?
Dictate terms. You said, what do you want?
Because I'm not confident
lunch
about it at
Del
all.
Lunch at Del Frisco's.
It's not a fair ask
that's
in this situation.
That's a different price point.
Now,
you
if I was
dinner.
Giving him points or something, that would be different. But
are you giving me points?
No.
He can't ask for points. That's your alma mater.
You give me points, we'll do dinner at Del Frisco's. We're just straight up, it's lunch at Del Frisco's.
Lunch.
But like a hamburger from Del Frisco's.
You're so tight, you squeak.
Hamburger and lemon cake, just straight up.
Oh man, that lemon cake.
It is good.
The lemon cake is unbelievable. It's the best dessert in Denver.
I'm good either way. If you want the points for dinner, I'll give you the points. 14 and a half. That's what the
no,
I'll give you whatever the Vegas line is.
You can't
no,
say no.
Because if I win, I'm not going to make Richie take me to Del Frisco's for dinner. That's stupid.
I'll pay.
I would honor the
bet. I'll pay.
You'll pay.
I'll back him.
You'll back
him? I'm backing him. I'm backing him for dinner. Only because I want you to pay for dinner. You're
so
Sparty.
So I get the points.
14 and a half. Come on, big man.
Oh, for dinner?
Yeah.
You got it. Easy. That's what you want to do?
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, you're going to be paying up. We're not going to lose by 14.
I'm just bankrolling his bet.
14 and a half?
That's what the line is now.
I like how you said we're not going to lose by.
We're not going to lose. Freaking love it. All right, fine.
Freshman quarterback, road game, Big Ten. Get him.
Syracuse.
I cannot wait. I'm going to dinner too.
Okay. I like it. It makes it more intriguing that the points are involved.
Either way, I'm going to dinner. What is the porterhouse? What's that going to get? What's that going to get?
Tomahawk ribeye?
Yeah. I'm going to get you.
Wait a second. What are you talking about?
I'm going too. Well, I'm not in the bet. I've injected myself.
Wait, I'm betting. I'm betting with you too?
No, just Richie and I. We're against you.
Yeah, but if I lose, I got to pay for both of your dinners?
And Kendall's.
Oh, wait, no.
She'd be on your side.
I think Kendall would have to be.
All right, here's the deal.
Here's
the deal.
You're on.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Forget it.
I won't finish that then.
You're on.
Save me money.
I don't often have like bankrollers when it comes to bets, so I'm full in on whatever.
You're on.
But if you lose,
because you can't enjoy the lunch. The lunch is brought in. You're going to be eating it while pressing buttons.
You're on.
Seriously.
Hey. You're
it's
on.
Fun.
But if you lose, Kendall comes too, and you gotta.
Okay. That's where I was going.
It's not going to make Kendall pay for things. But if we lose, Kendall's there too.
If we lose.
And you both have to wear, and at dinner, at Del Frisco's, you have to wear the hat of whoever.
Yep.
I do too?
Yes. Yes, you're in on this.
And can I keep the hat? Because I'll keep the hat.
No, you cannot keep the hat.
I'm in. I like it.
Okay.
Deal.
We're drinking too.
Nothing classier.
We're drinking too.
Well, I mean, come on.
I'm going to hurt you so bad. I got bottles of Opus in there from like 30 years ago.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I don't even like wine. I'm just going to drink it.
All right.
High five.
There you go, Del Frisco's. We love you. Del Frisco's. Say it enough, I might get a gift card.
Right? There's always an angle.
Del Frisco.
Oh, no, you can't. No paying with a gift card.
I think the bet was already
made. No, you can't pay with a gift card.
You figure out how you're going to pay, and I'll figure out how I'm going to pay.
Use a credit
card.
Del Frisco's.
Their number's got to be around here
love
somewhere.
Del Frisco's, just east of I-25 in Orchard. Fantastic. What a place. Del Frisco's.
This is a plug hole for Paola, isn't it? Isn't that a violation or something? I think I signed something about
that. What are you talking about? It's a gray area. We'll come back with the top.
Is it gray? It's pretty clear.
High five!
We'll come back with the top six next.